Well, this morning we have a guest joining us here on our program. It's all about Churchill. It's a one-man performance. It's going to be held at the Warren Cultural Center on Saturday, October 1st. And the star of the show is Andrew Edlin, and he joins us here this morning. Thank you, Andrew, for being on the program.
My pleasure.
Appreciate it very much. Hey, give a little backstory about Andrew Edlin. When folks come to see the performance Churchill, who will they be seeing?
Well, I've been doing this show for close on 20 years. I started writing it in 1994, first performed it in 97. I've always been something of a history buff, and as you may tell from my accent, I'm a Brit by birth, although I've lived in Iowa for 25 years now. But Churchill is, you know, the big guy. He's bigger in England than Roosevelt was in America, which is saying something. You know, he was the man who won the war. And apart from anything else, he's a very funny guy. He's famous sort of one-liners, you know, when Bessie Braddock says to him, "Winston, you're drunk." He replies, "Yes, Bessie, and you're ugly, but in the morning I shall be sober." So he's famous for snappy replies and so forth. And I just got my idea many years ago now to write a one-man play about Churchill, and it's set on the night when he has to decide, is he actually going to resign or not? It's set in 1955, when the same Queen and the same Prince Philip, who are still Queen and Prince Philip in England, which is an amazing thought, Churchill was her first Prime Minister. They go and have dinner with Churchill at No. 10 Downing Street, the Prime Minister's residence, and then the next day he resigns. Well, what is in the meantime, he goes to his old wartime bunker and thinks, am I really going to do this? The guy who follows me is an idiot. And how do I decide whether I'm really going to quit or not? And that's what the play is basically all about. How does he decide whether he should, as the first lines of the play are, to go or not to go?
So when you were writing this, how much of this is fact and how much of this is, I don't want to call it fiction, but how much is did you insert in here as far as the dialogue, the thought process goes?
It's a good question. And, of course, he didn't go down to the bunker, at least not as far as I know. But a lot of the stuff is purely his speech. Always you edit for dramatic purposes from what he might actually have said. You know, if he said something like, I do not believe that England will ever be conquered, or at least a substantial portion of it, you don't say, or at least a substantial portion of it, because dramatically that's not an interesting thing to say. You just stick to the main stuff, and you cut and paste a lot from different things. I mean, I have a speech where he's talking about Russia that I recall is taken from about four or five different speeches, and you take a sentence from here and a sentence from here. But the essence of the character is truthful, and that's what's important to me. When you come out, you've had an experience of having been for an evening with this great man, this very funny man, this very profound and epoch-changing man who really changed the world, the most important figure of the 20th century. And that's what's important, is the essence, not the sort of fine detail.
You bet. Hey, I want to talk a little bit about this. You've got a history in acting. You've performed in many different types of theaters, many arenas, many different types of presentations. How different is it to do a one-person show as opposed to one where you have an entire cast?
That's a beautiful question. The benefits are better than the disadvantages. It's obviously, people say, well, how on earth could you remember all that? If you're an actor, you're used to remembering stuff. It's just part of the territory, and it really helps having written it. But really, at this stage, you know, the play is 1.5 hours. The memorization is just not anything like a problem. And the other advantage of it is you don't have anybody else who can mess up with giving you cues. I mean, I was once in a show where a guy had about half a page of very important exposition. It was a murder mystery. And he suddenly turns to me, and his face is completely blank. And I thought, oh, good grief, what's happening? And he just said, well, what do we do now, then? And I had to just fill in and sort of try and put in some of what he blanked on, and you, those kind of experiences on stage make your hair stand on end. In a one-man play, it's down to you. If anybody messes up, it's going to be you. So really, I would say my experience is that it's easier, actually. But it can be a little bit lonely sometimes. All in all, I love doing a one-man play, but I love doing a show with a cast because that's more of an ensemble experience.
Well, and you've always got the audience you can play to. I assume there's some interaction.
Yes, and the audience is great. They just always really get into it, and they howl with laughter at the jokes, and then the way the play is written, it goes from something funny to something very serious or something very tragic very quickly, because that was actually the way that Churchill would tell stories, or after dinner when he would entertain his friends. And he had no problem segueing, as we would say nowadays, from one mood to another. And that dramatically is a very powerful technique to use.
Absolutely. Well, after doing this for so many years, do you find Churchill as a part of you now? Do you find that sometimes in your regular life, in your everyday life, that you're kind of morphing back into that again?
Well, certainly, people ask me all the time, well, what would Churchill think of this? And I say, I have no idea. I'm an actor and a playwright. I am not Churchill. But it's interesting how people really assume that you will have some kind of psychic channel to Churchill to be able to judge what he would or wouldn't say. And although I wouldn't call myself a major expert on Churchill, I'm knowledgeable about Churchill. I've read 100 books or so on Churchill. So, I'm definitely familiar with a lot of his writings and what he said and quotations. Really what I have, which is perhaps unique, is that essence of having been inside his skin as a character. And does that affect the way I view the world? I will find myself, if something happens, thinking of a quotation that he's made, which is very appropriate to what's being said or what someone else has said. That's really the way that I would say that he impinges on my daily life. He's a character I immensely respect and admire, and therefore, things pop up like that.
It's a play, so therefore it is theater, it is entertainment. But is that what you hope people take away from it, that they're entertained, or do you hope that they pick up some things that maybe they didn't know before, help with their history knowledge?
Well, I always avoid that word history, because for most people that went to school, they kind of shrink when they hear that word. But essentially, it's an entertaining evening of theater, but it is not someone just standing there saying, hey, I'm Churchill, let me tell you a few stories. It is a drama. It's a drama about whether he's going to retire or not, and what is it that makes him make that decision. So it is a play. It does have, the essential elements of a play. It has a crisis and conflict, and it has a resolution at the end. And people enjoy it, I would say, on many different levels. They certainly enjoy the jokes and the stories and the witty comments and all that kind of stuff. They love hearing those sonorous, very famous wartime speeches, we will fight them on the beaches, etc. All those things. They love that stuff. But they also, I think, most people, when they speak to me after, said, I learned a lot. I had no idea that such and such, his personal life, not so well known, aspects of his life that I point out, little details, which people are fascinated by because they have no idea. They're not that expert about Churchill. But one thing I've learned is everyone that comes up to me after the show has a favorite story or a favorite quote, and every now and then it'll be one that I don't know. I'll think, really? And I'll check it out. And occasionally I'll find either that really is something Churchill said, well, what do you know? Or maybe it's not, certain that he said it, but it's in the spirit of the thing, and occasionally those things get into the play. A classic one is, if you're going through hell, keep going, which I just love, It's not definitely Churchill, but it's a very good piece of advice, and it's very much in the spirit of what Churchill felt about the world and how to deal with it.
That's fun. As I said, you may not have actors to interact with on stage, but you certainly have an audience to interact with, not just during the performance, but some great opportunities afterward to visit.
Yes, and they, you know, I've never had anyone say, oh, that was boring. Nobody ever says that. You know, I think one-man shows, it's interesting. I mean, everyone always says, well, Hal Holbrook, Mark Twain, and there have been many other great one-man shows. They're a very, very strong theatrical tradition that's been going on for centuries. And I would say one that's particularly strong in America. And it's, they're very popular. People really like them. And, you know, the idea of spending an evening in the company of Winston Churchill is just something that most people go, well, I mean, who wouldn't want to do that, you know? So it normally goes down very well.
Sounds like you're planning a fun night for folks. And again, now this will be part of the premiere show series that they're having at the Norman Lear Theater at the Warren Cultural Center in Greenfield. Again, that's a one-time only, a one-night show, Saturday, October 1st. And if you want to get your tickets, Ed and Eva's store have them on sale there in Greenfield. You can also call down there or go online to warrenculturalcenter.com. Tickets are $25 for adults and students 18 and under $10, and they will have concessions available there as well, including adult concessions, if you know what I mean. Wine, beer, soft drinks, and snacks all be available. I guess if Winston Churchill might be sipping a brandy on stage, why not everybody else maybe sipping something out in the audience? Very good. Well, it sounds like it's going to be a fun night, and sounds like folks will have a great time with this, as always. Andrew, thank you so much for your time, and hey, continued success to you.
Well, thank you very much. I've enjoyed speaking with you.